Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antyalila, Chapter 45, Scene 4. Uddhava instructs Nanda Maharaj. When Uddhava saw Maharaj Nanda and Mother Yashoda so extraordinarily overwhelmed with thoughts of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when Uddhava experienced their extraordinary affection for Krishna, Uddhava also became overwhelmed and began to speak as follows. My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, you are most respectable among human beings because no one but you can meditate in such transcendental ecstasy. Both Balaram and Krishna are the original personalities of Godhead from whom this cosmic manifestation is emanating. Krishna and Balaram are chief among all personalities. Both of them are the effective cause of this material creation. Material nature is conducted by the Purusha incarnations, who are all acting under Krishna and Balaram. By their partial representation, Krishna and Balaram enter into the hearts of all living entities. They are the source of all knowledge and all forgetfulness also. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, Sarvasya Chahang Hridi Sannivishto Matak Smritir Jnanam Apohanang Cha Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krid Veda Vid Eva Chaham. Krishna says that He is present in everyone's heart, and He is the cause of one's remembrance and forgetfulness. Krishna is also the original compiler of the Vedanta philosophy, and Krishna is the actual knower of the Vedas. So, if at the time of death, a person can fix his or her pure mind upon Krishna, even for a moment, then one becomes eligible to give up this material body and appear in one's original spiritual body, just as the sun rises with all illumination. Passing from one's life in this way, he or she immediately enters into the spiritual kingdom Vaikuntha. This is the result of Krishna conscious practice. If we practice Krishna consciousness in this present body, while we are in a healthy condition and in good mind, simply by chanting the holy Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, we will have every possibility of fixing our mind upon Krishna at the time of death. If that is done, then our life becomes successful without any doubt. Similarly, if we keep our mind always absorbed in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, then naturally at the time of death, we shall think of such activities and again be forced to enter into a material conditioned body to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence. Therefore, to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness was the standard of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, as exhibited by Maharaj Nanda, Yashoda, and the gopis. If we can simply follow their footsteps, even to a minute proportion, then our lives will surely become successful, and we will enter into the spiritual kingdom Vaikuntha. Uddhava continued to speak. My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, you have thus fixed your minds wholly and solely upon that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, in His transcendental form, which is the cause of the impersonal Brahman. The Brahman effulgence is only the bodily ray of Narayana. And because you are always absorbed in ecstatic thought of Krishna and Balaram, then what activity remains to be performed by you? I have brought a message from Krishna to the effect that Krishna will soon come back to Vrindavan and satisfy you both by His personal presence. Krishna promised that He would come back to Vrindavan after finishing His business in Mathura. This promise Krishna will surely fulfill. I therefore request you both, who are the best among all fortunates, to not be aggrieved on account of Krishna's absence. You are already perceiving Krishna's presence 24 hours a day, and yet Krishna will come and see you very soon. Actually, Krishna is present everywhere, and He is in everyone's heart, just as fire is present in wood. Since Krishna is the Supersoul, no one is His enemy, no one is His friend, no one is equal to Him, and no one is lower or higher than Him. Actually, Krishna has no father, mother, brother, or relative, nor does Krishna require society, friendship, and love. Krishna does not have a material body. Krishna never appears or takes birth as an ordinary human being. Krishna does not appear in higher or lower species of life like ordinary living entities who are forced to take birth on account of their previous activities. Krishna appears by His internal potency just to give protection to His devotee. Krishna is never influenced by the modes of material nature. But when Krishna appears within this material world, it seems that He acts like an ordinary living entity under the spell of the modes of material nature. But in fact, Krishna is the overseer of this material creation and is not affected by the material modes of nature. Krishna creates, maintains, and dissolves the whole cosmic manifestation. We wrongly think of Krishna and Balaram as ordinary human beings. We are like dizzy men who see the whole world wheeling around them. The personality of Godhead is no one's son. Krishna is actually everyone's father, mother, and supreme controller. And there is no doubt about this. Whatever is being experienced, whatever is already in existence, whatever is not in existence, and whatever will be in existence in the future, whatever is the smallest and whatever is the biggest, have no separate existence outside the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is resting in Krishna, but Krishna is out of touch with everything manifested. In this way, Nanda and Uddhava passed the whole night discussing Krishna.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan, Shyama Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Salindi Yamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan
Keshi Ghat Vanshi Bhat Dwadat Sakanan Jaha Sabalila Koilo Sri Nandanandan Sri Nanda Jasoda Jaya Jaya Gopagan Sri Damadi Jaya Jaya Venu Vatsagan Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Maj Jaya Jaya Krishna Saka Vattu Dvijaraj Jaya Vrishabhanu Jaya Kirtida Sundari Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Abhira Nagari Jaya Ram Gata Jaya Rohini Nandan Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Yata Jan Jaya Dwija Patni Jaya Naga Kunyaghan Bhakti Teja Hara Pailo Govinda Charan Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Radhasyam Jaya Jaya Rasa Leela Sarva Manoram Jaya Jayoj Valarasa Sarva Rasa Sar Parakiya Bhave Jaha Prajete Prachar Shri Janava Pada Padma Koriya Smaran Dina Krishna Dasa Kohe Nam Sankirtan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madan Namohan Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare All glories to Krishna book All glories to Srila Prabhupada